The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Swirling.
An open letter to President Obama. Mr. President, 2 years ago when we the people learned that you would become our president, for me it was a night of mixed strong emotions. A part of me was apprehensive because you had honestly responded to Plumber Joe when he asked you why you were planning to take part of his earnings. And you replied that you intended to spread the wealth. You were planning a socialist government. I loved my government just the way it was, so I knew I could not vote for you. Too bad that you did not leave the issue there. Instead, within 24 hours, like Chicago gangsters, your buddies scrutinized Plumber Joe's personal background and came up with some unnecessary private information, which was promptly broadcast to the country, and it was a clear message to we the people to be very careful how we shoot our mouths off. That, Mr. Obama, is dirty, it's not democratic, and it's not presidential. That same evening of your success, a part of me swelled with pride to be able to live and see how far our country has come since the 1920s, when I was a child and black-skinned people were treated very badly. In that first open letter to you, I concluded with, quote, Mr. President-elect, you are now my president, and I really want you to succeed, so please don't blow it, unquote. Mr. President, you blew it in a matter of weeks. Because of the bad condition of our economy, you frantically urged the new Congress to vote quickly into law an enormous stimulus amount of money, guaranteeing that it would pull us out of our depression, and you promised that the Congress and we the people would surely get a chance to read the law before it was voted on. You lied. We the people never got a chance to read it. Probably the Congress didn't either. The stimulus bill became a dismal failure, and you became a liar in the eyes of your constituents. When jobs was the paramount issue and still is, you turned your back and focused on an expensive universal health care bill. And now, 2 years later, many Americans are still jobless while you played footsie with weak members of Congress to whom you gave enormous perks so they would vote your wishes through. So much for honest government. Shame on you, Mr. President. Many in your own party are embarrassed and have distanced themselves from you. In order to be a successful leader, or even a successful person, one must never underestimate the intelligence of the people. You have not yet learned that lesson, and time is running out for you. If you are not impeached within the near future, you may still have time to become a fair leader for all of us. Is that possible? Time will tell, but I doubt it. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.